It's the middle of the daytime. Why is your porch lit?
Why are you dressed like that?
Why are you dressed like an Eastern European rural peasant?
I heard there was pillaging and riots.
No, a few blocks to the east.
So should we follow them? See where to go? See a dirt ball or just really angry people?
They could be in East Dirk Ball. They obviously have some form of wealth. Especially the pudgy one.
Yeah, the fat ass is bad.
You have to be wealthy to have that thing.
Fat people are not a race.
Yes, they are. I'm stating the fact. The fat ass is fat. His ass is huge.
Our bacon looks back.
What are you looking at?
These are obviously not the right kind of thing at the bacon museum.
We're making all comments in a crowd.
All sophisticated, tight ass people, probably.
I'm American. They expect me to act this way.
You guys are all.
I expect Americans to act that way.
We could go over there. I could ask the fellow Indian his thoughts on the statue.
You're welcome to.
Before I do that, I'm gonna watch it. He seems very upset about it, and if I'm judging him correctly, I can understand why. Mm-hmm.
If they want to steal the statue, and they're not Cabal, more power to them. They're not Cabal, we gotta stop them.
Why steal the statue if they're not Cabal, though?
They're people.
Because they're very angry Indian people.
This only one of them only one on
9 feet tall.
Yeah, that'd be kind of awkward to steal.
Plus, this is a holy artifact. Kinda. Well, I would view it as a holy artifact. At least a holy statue.
It is
being shown off in the museum as a prize.
Again, though, that's not something you can pick up, put in your pocket, and walk away with.
Could have got a big enough bag of holding. or a portable hole.
Or teleport.
So you won't talk to the Indian?
Yeah.
Alright.
So, I'll walk over in a direction.
He, of course, instantly switches over to Hindi. Does this not infuriate you?
Inferior? No, but it does
set it. Now, stealing our heritage and putting it on display like some sort of sideshow freak show.
Yes, I do find it quite upsetting that they would take part of a religion and show it up like a prize.
Not surprised.
Well, they've done it to many cultures, not just ours. It's just horrible how they take something, a collie. Something
too
rare, and even...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should be in this museum, not here.
I would say if we had a precious place for it, but we dug it up, I don't know what temple from. Did you hear?
No.
I knew it was from...
One of these days, these damn English will get their comeuppance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're... Righteousness will probably do them over eventually.
I will hope I'm alive to see that day.
Nothing matter.
There will be retribution. Maybe Kali herself for once will do something.
She's the goddess of death.
Ha! I would not be sad if this little island got wiped off the face of the earth.
Well, despite the fact that how the English like to view other people's precious items, not all is bad, and I do not wish ill fortune on everyone. Besides, majority of the people in London aren't actually English. Mm-hmm.
They're all the same. Just as bad. Destroying other people's culture so they can feel good about themselves. I just hope someone puts them in their place. Anyway, I must depart. I'm too angry to stay here long.
May I speak with your associates?
My associates?
They're not here together.
I thought they were.
No.
Oh, sorry. You made it sound like they were staying right next to each other.
Well, they're staying nearer to each other, but they are separate individuals. They're not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
I also got that impression.
So. Yeah, I got the impression they were together too.
I didn't.
Maybe I should start drawing out a picture of
how
this
you
guy.
C H E E K.
E E K?
Yeah.
I.
No, it's E. Which is very appropriate. No, they're not together. I'll. Should I start drawing out pictures of where everyone's standing?
Maybe. Dot here, dot here, dot here.
This one is me.
You're a waste of points.
Devilfish is actually fairly useful.
I'll last cannon that. I'd last cannon that.
You're right. You would last cannon that. But it's a skimmer. It's a skimmer fast troop transport. I can get my troops across the field fairly quickly before you destroy it.
Or I could just immobilize it and have the thing explode.
Yes.
Loud.
Oh no. Then my troops take what is it? A strength 3 hit.
4 if you're inside.
AP dash. Thank you. Okay. You wound on a 3, and I get my armor save.
Yeah. Jeez.
Again, I don't like vehicles. I always prefer monstrous creatures.
Oh, yeah, because it's how I have so many monstrous creatures.
My orcs, you could define as monstrous creatures.
Technically, yes.
A knob and mega armor, I would consider a monstrous creature.
I can field them in squads.
All with power.
I can field carnifexes in squads. I just never get enough points to be able to do that.
It's sort of like a field layman Russell squad. And I'm like, but the problem is, they all have to shoot the same target. That squad dies a lot.
I can field broadsides in a group in a squad, and they don't have to fire at the same target.
Okay, I have four of those.
Damn.
Anyway. So
what now?
What now? Which of the associates...
I suppose since I'm done talking with him now...
No. He storms off.
Because he walked away before I was done talking.
Mickey.
I assume the other two are English.
They certainly... they look white. they look white to you.
What do they look like, Andre?
You would notice that one of them probably looks like a Yank. The other one...
He's just white. He's not British, but... Wait, Yank is...
American.
America. Okay, is it the fatty or...
The fatty is indeed American.
Really?
What?
You
Americans are fat!
Americans are either fat or fatty. Gun-toting, rude...
I consider type my own group, thank you very much.
Hey,
really?
I'm not an asshole, but I'm a gun-toting, big-ass man.
You are in public looking at him and going, fat-ass fat. You are an asshole.
Okay. Right. I suppose I walk over next to the big guy.
My! You're big?
This time.
Where the grow are you? Nevada.
Yeah, I can never remember which state it's from. Nevada.
Ah, Nevada. Pleasure to meet you. Jones.
McDonald.
Wall Street banker.
U.S. Marshal.
Ah, well, isn't this a lovely piece?
I suppose that's one way to describe it.
Ah, you could say I'm a bit of a collector. Like sampling a bit of the world's cultures and putting them in my house.
I'm sorry, Stephen's red flags are going off.
The red flag's supposed to go off for each of these guys.
No, the first guy is just kind of a jerk.
Oh,
that's that England will burn the entirety of England. Not just like the museum,
yeah,
the whole
he's
of
just
England.
A jerk.
Okay.
Well, how in the world would you fit something like that in your house?
I'd build an extension on my house just for it. I've got the money to do it.
I can see.
You must be living the American dream, then.
Oh, yes, I'm living the American dream, quite right. Playing the stock market. Quite good at it.
Let's see what I know. know what the stock market is.
Yes.
Okay.
Even the common person knows what the stock market is.
Let's see, what year is it?
1892. Yes,
they should.
I'm taking a class on this period.
Although,
from 1865 until 1914, I'm taking a class on it. Let me tell you, I can hear about this every other day.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing important happened in that time frame.
President-wise, you are correct, sir. The president sucked.
That's fairly important.
And also, what happened after 1914? I mean, kind of a lot of crap.
Anyways. But that, it's called The Rise of Industrial America. That's what the class is called.
I just had a question.
Well, that is pretty
good. What attracts you to pieces like this?
I always like having, you know, strange and mystical objects. And this, of course, does indeed look quite mystical.
Like, literally mystical, or just...
Oh, look, it's a statue of a goddess. I mean, she must be important to someone, maybe.
I couldn't tell you. It's not Christian.
As well, that's why we need to take the heathens' culture and put it in my house, so they don't have access to it anymore. That way they can become good, civilized Christians, and I can look at their history and life.
Can't fault you for anything you just said. What, I can't? I hate Americans. Okay. We are not good people.
No, we're not.
We are civilizing them.
According to Japan, we're all heroes. We all have a hero complex.
There's a lot of things that Americans have complexes over.
Who's at my gun?
According to Sigmund Freud, we all want to fuck our mom.
Well, that's just all of humanity, though. Not just Americans. Now.
Yeah. Our father.
Or father.
I'm sorry, I do not follow... Apparently, Dragon Age 2, or,
where everyone is inherently bisexual, we're playing Sims again?
What is...
Hey! Wait, what? I thought this one, and suddenly you're attractive?
Show from Doctor Who was,
Torchwood.
Torchwood, everyone is inherently bisexual.
No, everyone just likes Captain Jack.
No. There are people who are hooking up with both sides of the fence without Captain Jack involved. And then Captain Jack hears out about it and gets jealous.
Alright,
I wonder how much the museum would charge if I offered to pay for it. Buy it, you know.
Let's see. D4.
Watch it explode.
Let's see, it's -2 if you don't have the skill, or -4?
-2.
Two.
I got a 4 on appraise.
That just...
A lot.
You know, it'd probably be quite a decent chunk.
More money than I've ever seen, probably.
Yes, well, I've probably got a lot more money than you've ever seen. No offense.
My mattress is stuffed with $100 bill.
I'm sure the government doesn't pay well. Or the state, depending on which marshal you're for.
I work for the government, and I don't know when the last time I saw a paycheck is.
That sounds about the federal government.
They told me to wait here in Britain for future orders.
Well, it seems you stepped on someone's toes, lad.
Apparently.
See, there's actually a loophole that as long as you're stationed outside of the U.S., you're actually not being paid because you're only a U.S. Marshal. All the time you're here, you're not getting a paycheck.
I know. Why do you think I found another job as quickly as possible? Besides plot.
So, he, of course, lights up a cigar and keeps kind of admiring the work.
I walk away as soon as I realize he's incredibly boring.
You, sir, are not worth my time.
That and he's smoking. He's just... He's making me want a cigarette more. But I seem to be out.
You could always buy one off of him.
Those are cigars.
I don't have any cigarettes. I only have these Cuban cigars wrapped in baby seal's flesh. It doesn't smoke very well, but it's delicious.
I like going in front of poor people and going, this cost me $100 and I'm lighting it up in front of you. As the average worker goes, I hate you so much.
That's the other thing. He's like, I'm so rich. I'm so poor.
I should set up a mattress full of $100 bills and sleep on it. And then get arrested for robbing a bank.
So the only person you guys haven't talked to is the Man in Black.
Here comes Man in Black.
Apparently they're making a third one.
Hey.
With Will Smith?
With Will Smith.
The guy. Oh no.
Dude.
Hey, they made a new Indiana Jones.
They get. Yeah, are you kidding me? This is a flashback of the baby boomers.
Ha!
Red was all about baby boomers killing people.
There actually aren't any filters on cigarettes yet, so it's essentially a smaller cigar.
Yes. The cigarette companies actually really loved the idea of filters, because that means they had to put in less tobacco, which made it cheaper.
That and filters actually mean you smoke more because you're getting less nicotine, so you use more cigarettes.
You buy more.
Yep.
Believe me, one of my professors went on an entire rant about cigarettes.
I assume Professor Stahl?
Yeah, probably.
I had that lecture.
Yep, that's where I learned it.
He gave the story about wandering around the...
Wandering around, you could tell whose cigarette it was by what brand it was.
Yeah.
And you'd take, what was it called, second puffs or something like that?
Yeah, and then you'd wander around looking in the ashtrays for unfinished cigarettes just so you could light it up.
Yep, that's what he said.
You have Professor Stoll, too?
Yeah.
He is such a great teacher, honestly.
I liked him. But you do not walk in front of him when he starts speaking. He will rip you apart. You do not wear a hat in his class.
Every time someone did, I just sat there and go, is it really that hard to use the other door? Really?
Can you just use the back?
No,
they're dumb freshmen.
And then there was the, you do not pack up early in his class either.
Yeah.
He is a professor that will be respected or he will kill you. One day I'm waiting for him to come in with a six-shooter and say, alright, you, line up. You piss me off. Bang, 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 bang.
No, Andre, he'll give him the chance. He'll grab six people to piss him off and make him play Russian roulette.
He won't use a six shooter. He'll use a Native American scalping tool.
What?
He brought in like a whole bunch of bladed weapons one day and showed them off.
There's my dad. I'll be right back.
I think that's illegal, actually.
I wish that is against KU policy.
It's anthropology. It's anthropology.
It's not a weapon. It's an artifact.
It was so funny. It was like a rifle. They called it a rifle club. But it had like a little blade sticking out of the part that you're supposed to hit. And he was going, he took it and he was going like this. It's like really right in the middle, like at the front of class.
Anywho. Yeah. I love Professor Stoll.
He was funny. The first day he was like, if you're wearing a hat or a hood or anything in my class, just take it off. And like immediately a guy in a hood just picked up his stuff and left, and he's like, I guess he didn't want to hear about Hat Day.
Yeah. So the last person to talk to is the guy in black. Who is that for?
What was his description?
I'm not there.
He is a tall man in black who has a single monocle, shiny black boots, who seems to be kind of looking over the statue.
Critically.
Is he by himself?
He's by himself.
Does your detect anything on him?
No. And that only lasts like three rounds anyway.
Yeah. I have no idea what I have to ask him.
Why?
You just get his opinion on the statue. It's kind of what we've been doing. Just getting their opinions. My guy hates it, which I don't blame him. That guy was a real thief ass. Things you can buy or anything and everything.
I guess I'll go talk to him.
He, as you kind of approach next to him, he looks down at you and he goes, hello?
Greetings. What's your opinion of this?
This statue is probably worth much more than they believe it originally is.
Did they actually put a price for this thing?
No. But I'm guessing they are undervaluing it, if you understand my meaning.
By the way, he sounds like he has an Austrian accent. He sounds like Arnold.
But he doesn't have the body of Arnold, so how can he be Arnold?
Maybe he does have the body of Arnold.
Oh, tired.
See, you'll notice all these kind of scuff marks right here. I don't think that they cleaned it out very well. In addition, that blade, it still looks sharp. It's very interesting.
What's your profession?
Me? I'm an antiquitist for the Night Guard party out of Austria, Germany.
The Night Guard party?
It actually exists in the book. Which I found hilarious.
So apparently at some point our group goes dimension hopping and ends up in
Germany.
We did it once before.
Not dimension hopping, but time hopping. I guess we dimension hop too.
There's Night Guard and then there's Night Guard officers.
If you count the planes in different dimensions.
Dude, you down two green teas.
Yeah, they have a lot less caffeine than a soda.
So, and what about you?
I'm giving up soda. Is that for Lent or for good?
For good. I guess the word would be a hustler or
trying.
I understand. You have to do what you must, and besides, this is England. It's not a... I'm sure it's so rife with crime that the police officers are even in on it. Such is not the case in Austria. In the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Do they do things right there?
Yes.
What do they do? Do they watch people?
Well, the current party, the current leadership is, weak. It would be much better in the hands of the Night Guard.
But if the current leadership's weak, wouldn't that mean crime's rampant?
Yes, but the Night Guard is making their presence known.
So the Night Guard's the reason why crime's down?
Yes, we do things correctly.
Well, why do the Night Guard need Antiquus?
Antiquities? They are interesting. In addition, we have some scientists who would love to take a look at these statues, especially ones who have supposed supernatural abilities as advertised in the paper. After all, we are interested in scientifically looking at these things. The English would merely sit it here and just look at it, not actually take it apart and discover if it actually is or if it is merely a piece of history.
Do you actually believe that there's supernatural things?
I have lived long enough that I understand that I cannot explain everything that I see with my eyes. Mm. Yeah.
I walk off. Well, we know where he's coming from.
He's completely fine. You don't need to worry about him ever. Technically, we could say that about all three of the people we just talked to here. But we have nothing to really accuse them of yet besides being...
Well, I don't think he's Cabal. He will take the statue, but he's not Cabal.
He's good. The man I spoke to... He did not seem either. Plus, he didn't look like he was interested in the statue, really. Just burning the place to the ground.
Mm-hmm. My guy was just... If he wants to buy the statue, use it to decorate his house.
I got an odd vibe by looking at him. Very pompous.
Just a little.
He's Wall Street. Even you think Wall Street's pompous. I still think Wall Street's pompous, but that's just me.
So, I think the statue might end up in Austria.
Do you want to hear something funny?
What?
The icon of the TARDIS, you know, the police box, has become so popular that BBC, the company that produces the Doctor Who series, is actually able to win away the rights to police boxes from the police in court.
What?
That's how popular Doctor Who is.
Alright. There you
BBC
go.
BBC was able to copyright police boxes.
Well, it's not like the police are really using police boxes anymore.
But just so you know what that phase was for, kind of the...
Anywho.
Well, even though I do not disagree that this statue shouldn't be here, but I don't want them to tear it apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would end up in Austria, and they would try to discover how is it supernatural. And yes, it is supernatural.
As you told.
Pass you a little something, something under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, what's the plan now? Are you guys just going to go home? You're going to watch the museum for a while? You're going to just let it sit for tonight? You're going to go get Liam? You're going to go to your meeting with the Von Helsings?
That's
gonna...
3 days away.
Oh, actually, now it's only 1 day away.
Oh, no. Okay, it's probably tomorrow.
Because his was 2 days away and yours was the day after that.
There you go.
And while he's in the meeting, you guys are at the museum.
I suppose we can just keep an eye on it for now.
I really believe the Night is going to steal it.
Sounds like a devious group.
My name is C.
Wow, C, you've gotten bigger.
My hat evolved itself. It is big.
From the looks of it, they look like a very big law enforcement extremist
paramilitary organization.
Why would they be interested in an item here in London?
Well, it seems like they're looking for supernatural, so they might be looking for magical artifacts to make themselves better.
I suppose that's possible.
Which all they gotta do is look at the ball.
You didn't tell him that, did you?
No.
Okay. A guy behind you.
No.
Take it, no pay.
Get out of here.
Well, the owner seems quite busy right now, you know, with all the reporters and everything. He's pretty enough. Lots of work and money thrown his direction, so I doubt we'll be able to get into a meeting with him soon enough to really do anything. So I'll just do what I can. I'll keep an eye on the news and any local rumors on the statue.
Alright. So you guys are basically going to watch it from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Well, next day, you've got your meeting set up with the Von Helsings. Bring anyone with you, or just going up there yourself?
Does anyone want to come with me?
I'll go.
I'll make sure I dress nice.
Alright. Mm-hmm. You're dressed nicely.
I'll stay in the lodge.
You'll stay at the lodge. You'll also stay at the lodge.
Sure.
You guys watch the library, so it's actually active.
Mm-mm.
The books fly away.
No! Quit the nest!
I'm sorry, they've all got holes in them. Like, bigger than normal holes.
But, like, that's kind of what a net is.
So you guys head up to the Von Helsing estate, and you can see that, as per usual, the place seems to be alive and buzzing as people are moving to and fro, keeping the estate up and running.
Man, so, much like a lot of people to maintain a mansion.
They need 26 rippers to be able to maintain every single room here. Sometimes they don't have 26 rippers.
Yeah.
So then,
it is the most advanced lodge in all of the world. But at the same time, they never seem to have enough people.
People die constantly, probably.
Not really, because they get 20 plus a D8 people. They need 26 of them to maintain this lodge. That's why they ask for your help. They're like, we will run this facility, and if you can watch our back, we'll watch yours.
That's nice.
If they get 8, they can send 2 dudes out.
They can send 2 dudes out and keep all the facilities active. Anyway, so who are you going to meet with?
Whoever's probably directly ahead above me.
Okay. All right, so you probably go speak with Johan. He's the guy who basically runs this lodge, and there's not really anyone who's above you guys other than the important, basically, political leaders. Because basically all lodge owners are here, and then there's just this narrow margin above them.
So technically no one's above us. It's just they got more fame than us.
They got more political influence because even the Ripper